Have you ever felt lost or confused? Maybe you're unclear on what you came to do or what your soul purpose might be. Imagine moving from broke and broken into a space of abundance and happiness. Hi, I'm Lisa Barnett, and I am the founder of Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom. I'm also the author of two books about the Akashic Records, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, which is a great how to access your records book if you're looking to learn how to access your own Akashic Records. And the other book, From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Healing Prayers to Transform Your Life, is a perfect place to start if you're curious about what might be in your Akashic Records, the healing that you can receive through these prayers I've channeled from the beings of light, and wanting to know more about your soul contract and what you came to do. So much information in those two books. And I also offer Akashic Record consultations and healing sessions one-on-one with clients, as well as teaching three online workshops every single year. So if you want to learn in an online workshop, again, how to access the truth of who you are as an expansive soul through your Akashic Records, you can look into one of my workshops. What I'd like to start with right now is a beautiful guided meditation visualization to create a space of connection with your three brains. So most people don't really think about the fact that we have three brains in our body. We, of course, have our mental brain. We have that head brain, the thing we call the brain, but you also have a heart brain. So claircognizance, the clear knowingness, the expanse of energy that comes from our heart center is really a brain and a deep knowingness. And then our solar plexus, our gut brain, informs our head brain what it needs in the body, as well as all of the amazing information and energy that is in the gut brain. The gut brain also holds that space of clairsentience, that feeling sense that I know it in my gut, or sometimes it's the goosebumps that we get or the chills up our back. That's all connected to the gut brain and our clairsentience and our empathic abilities and gifts, and all of the energy that we consider our empathic knowingness. So we're gonna connect our three brains to deepen our intuition and then to connect on up into our Akashic Records. So let's just start by taking a nice deep breath, letting your body relax back into your chair. And let's invite our soul, spirit, that bigger aspect of us, to come more fully present down into the physical body. I often imagine it coming down, settling in, filling up the torso as it drops down into our hips. And then we connect that expansive soul energy into the body and all the way down through our feet. And then we can connect to Gaia beneath our feet and get nice and grounded and centered. And that helps our body feel safe when we do meditations or guided visualizations. We can go further when the body feels comfortable and grounded and safe right here and now in this space that we're creating. So again, just breathing a little deeper as you invite your heart to open and expand a little further. And what we're going to start with is drawing all of our mental level energy back into our head. What I find is often our mental energy looks like a cloud around our head. This kind of big fluffy cloud we're projecting out. We're trying to see how other people see the world. We're expanding, you know, in all directions. We're sometimes hanging out in the past or in the future. So let's bring all of that mental activity and chatter back inside our skull. And so I just imagine it kind of like a big fluffy cloud that's compressing and compressing and compressing just a little further. So it's in between your ears and your back behind your eyes, back in your forehead, back in your skull, really getting a little bit smaller, a little more compressed until it's down to the size of maybe a baseball. And we come more closely into the center of our head. We keep compressing all of that expanded energy down to the size of about a golf ball. Right between our ears, between our third eye and the back of our head. And when we settle into that beautiful power center in the center of your head, you're actually aligning with your pineal gland. And that pineal gland is a very powerful gateway to connect to the body and to the divine, up through your crown chakra and on up to your higher self and on eventually up into the Akashic field. So just focusing on the center of your head, we ask our Akashic record keepers to help us activate our pineal gland. Kind of send a little beautiful divine energy straight down into the pineal to wake it up a little further, decalcify it. Our pineal gland tends to get calcified because of things like chlorine in our water. Fluoride in our water. And so breaking that little calcification from the fluoride, we feel a little energy vibrating there in the pineal, really activating that master gland as we wake it up. And now just imagine right there, that little marble-sized pineal gland right in the center of your head. We're going to drop some of that mental brain energy straight down a tube into your heart chakra. So if you imagine there's a little tube that runs from the center of your head straight down your throat, bang, into your heart. And that energy opens and expands and activates your heart even further. And your heart chakra is really the easiest way to connect to the energy of the soul, the spirit, our claircognizance, our clear knowingness, living right here in our heart. And so let's imagine that from our sixth chakra to our fourth chakra, heart center, mind to spirit, we're going to run a gold liquid light infinity symbol. Head to heart, creating a beautiful connection, strengthening our connection head to heart. Gold infinity symbol, just picture and feel that energy. The gold is all about present time, bringing us into this moment. Gathering and aligning all of our energies right here and now, connecting all of our wisdom, our third eye, our mental acuity, energy, with our heart, claircognizance, soul, spirit energy. And now from here, we're going to drop down from the fourth chakra down to the third chakra, connecting our gut brain to our heart brain, to our head brain. So feeling all of that beautiful energy as we drop from the heart into the gut and do another gold infinity symbol, heart to third. I just like to picture a beautiful figure eight connecting the fourth chakra to the third chakra. Now we go third, back up to the fourth, back up to the sixth. As we align and open all of our clairs, our clairsentience, our claircognizance, our clairvoyance, our clairaudience, both in our inner head. And then we're going to make another gold infinity symbol back from our pineal up to our crown chakra. So just another golden figure eight connecting sixth up to the seventh. Really opening our crown doorway. And one more from our crown chakra, our seventh chakra, up to our higher self, which is up at the 12th chakra above your head. So again, imagine a gold infinity symbol from your seventh up to your 12th chakra or your higher self. So head to higher self with a gold infinity symbol. Feeling all of this energy as it flows from the gut brain up through the heart, up through the head, to the crown, on up into our higher selves. Feel that beautiful energetic column of light now come down around you from your higher self, really aligning and encompassing you. Creating a beautiful, protective, energetic column of light. As we open and unite all of our intuitive gifts, our clairs, our wisdom, and our knowingness all the way up to our higher self. And just let yourself feel that beautiful energy as we align. Let's just take a moment to receive a message from our higher self. And so depending on how energy comes to you, you may feel it in your gut. It might be a sense in your body of peace or tranquility, of oneness. Or maybe you have a knowingness in your heart. You just know that you're connected and aligned and held in divine love. Or you may see an image. Maybe you even hear a voice. If you're more clairvoyant or clairaudient, you might hear or see some form of message. And whatever that is for you today is just perfect. And we can keep ourselves all nicely connected like that each and every day. And that helps us to be more intuitive, to really receive these messages from our gut brain, our heart brain, and our head brain that also holds our clairvoyance, clairaudience, and telepathic energies. So enjoy this process. You can practice it every day to deepen your intuition. So let's just take a nice deep breath as we come back together. We still have our beautiful connectivity of our three brains. But let's now drop back down into our hips and connect to Mother Earth beneath our feet, just getting nice and grounded so that we can have this next conversation. Because I would like to help you to understand more about who you are as an expansive soul. I believe that every one of you is an infinite soul, of course, having this crazy human experience. I believe that we truly can receive divine guidance every day so that we can be empowered to understand our lives. So I meet people every single day, and I'm sure that all of you would love to make a difference in the world. Maybe share your gifts and talents. Maybe you're a healer or an intuitive, psychic, quantum healer, quantum something that you would like to bring out into the world, but you're not sure how, or you don't know if it's really in alignment to your soul's path or purpose. I know that so many of us stumble because we really do feel insignificant. We think, who the heck am I to speak on a stage, to write a book, to get out there on a telesummit, or to share my wisdom? Who am I? You are an infinite and wise soul. And we often forget that we haven't just had one little measly life. We've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives. I believe that most of you have lived at least 400, 600, maybe even 800 lives here on Earth alone. And of course, you're all star seeds. You have all had experiences in other dimensions or realms or planets or planes, however you kind of like to think about that bigger picture of where you are or what you're doing, maybe when you're not here in a little human body. I believe we all have amazing gifts and talents. And often we feel like we're stuck in the corporate world or in a work-a-day job, because we're really afraid in some way or another to do something bigger, maybe to be seen. Have you ever felt, I'm afraid to be seen? Somebody might hurt me if they know what I think or what I believe. Well, I believe that you have a soul plan. Before you embodied, your soul literally wrote out a whole plan. Just like if you were going to start a business, you would write a business plan for yourself. Well, that's exactly what your soul does before you come to Earth. You say, there are people I want to be with. There are soul contracts I want to write. There are things I want to learn about. My soul is not fully evolved, and so I'd like to still learn some lessons. And I would like to bring some of the talents that I have back to Earth to help humanity or people awaken, or maybe to invent something new or to bring more love to the world. It could be any type of gift or talent that you put into your soul's plan. But the really interesting thing is that we also write challenges into our soul plan. And some of it is to learn and grow ourselves as a soul. And some of it is actually to help other people with their karmic patterns or their soul growth. So what I've realized is that many people feel, because they've had challenges, that they're not good enough to do what they maybe would like to do. Maybe being that healer or creating a business. They think, again, who am I to do something like that? Have you ever thought that? Is there something that you would like to do or create? You know, it could be have a really loving relationship or have a family or write a book. And we think, who am I? How am I ever going to make something like that happen? Well, the truth is, again, because you're that ancient and wise soul that has hundreds and hundreds of lives filled with gifts or talents, you are the perfect person to do just that. So what I've realized through my crazy 62 years of spiritual work, I actually started when I was 3 years old. I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but I literally at three realized, like, I'm trapped in a body. What the heck, right? What am I doing here again? And I told my mother that. I'm like, I want to go back. I don't want to do this. So I literally started studying when I was really old enough to read esoteric books. So 14, 15, 16, I minored in philosophy at university. So seriously, I've been at it a very, very long time. But it took a while for me to move from all of my own physical and emotional pain and trauma into realizing that I actually had these gifts and talents that I could utilize and share with humanity. And that's when I realized not only was I a healer, because I knew that very early on, but I realized that I could talk to the Akashic Record Keepers. They spoke to me for about 5 years before I actually figured out who was speaking to me and who was giving me all of this amazing, expansive information. And when I finally realized that I had that gift to go beyond the higher self, into the quantum field, into the field of information that is really held in source energy. When I realized I could do that, and not only for myself, but for other people, then the Akashic Record Keeper said, please help us to teach some of this information and to teach people to access their own soul guidance, because it is your birthright. And that's one of the interesting things that I think many of us hope that we can get some divine guidance, some soul guidance. But again, we don't kind of trust that we can do that, but you can. I believe that you have those gifts, that we all have types of clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance, clairsentience. That's why we connect the three brains to deepen into feeling that gut wisdom that comes to us, that claircognizance, that clear knowingness, to open, to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, so that we can really align deeper into the truth of who you are as an ancient and wise soul. And so let me talk a little bit about what is written in your soul plan. So I was just saying, before we came to Earth, before we decided to reincarnate this time, each and every time, we write a new plan and we say, who do I want to be with? What people am I going to support? So we write soul contracts with other people, and they could be your parents, they could be your siblings, they could be your grandparents, maybe your best friend from down the street. Do any of you have still a best friend that you've known since you were 5 years old? Many of us connect to our beautiful soul family members when we're very, very young, because we're so open and we feel them when we meet them. We're like, there you are. right? Have you ever experienced that with a person? Wow, there you are. Where have you been? I was very blessed to have that experience when I was about 34 years old and I met my now husband. And we've been married 30 whole years now. Totally aging myself or dating myself. But that was exactly the feeling I experienced was, oh my gosh, where have you been? I'm 34, right? But we feel many of these truths that are written in our soul plan. That person is here to support me on my life path. And this is the gift that I've come to give to humanity. So just take a moment as we're talking about this, you might want to jot down a couple of thoughts. Like, what gift comes really easily to you that feels so natural, you don't even think about it as a gift because you just assume everybody can do that. What is that for you? For some of us, it's something like cooking or loving or being a connector, being friends with everybody and connecting all your friends. For some of us, writing poetry or writing just kind of flows like water right through us. I have quite a few students who work with me in the Akashic Records who are animal communicators. A few of them work with horses to help autistic children to have the experience of riding horses and connecting and communicating in a deeper way with these beautiful animals. And a few of them help communicate, you know, between a pet owner and the beautiful little divine pet. And so many of us have these different kinds of gifts and we don't even think about them as gifts, but that can be part of your soul purpose. And the other thing that I think is very interesting is that our souls write a complicated, complex plan. Because you're ancient, your plan is not going to be simple. Like you don't think, I'm going to bring one purpose to, you know, to the world. I'm going to just do this one thing. You'd be totally bored, right? So we write many different purposes. You may be a communicator and you may use it in numerous ways. You may speak on a stage. You may write a book. You may have a podcast. You may go out there and just talk to people in the world, just making them happy. Your gifts and your skills as a communicator can be used in so many different kinds of ways. Maybe you're a third grade teacher and you're teaching children to communicate, to write, to share with ease. These are all parts of a soul purpose. So I think it's interesting that when we realize not only did you write a plan, but you have a complicated plan with numerous purposes and many people to support you. Most of us have at least 25 or maybe even 50 soul contracts with other people. Like I was mentioning earlier, it might be with your parents and your siblings and your grandparents and some of your best friends from childhood. But certainly we often write soul contracts, of course, with significant partners. So that could be your spouse. It could be your best friend. It could be your business partner. It could be just, you know, a couple of short contracts with people that you work with in your life. And sometimes we have what I say, karma attached. So you have a soul contract and it's got some challenging kind of issues or challenges written into that soul contract. You wanted to learn about forgiveness. And so you came together with this soul and you say, okay, I want to work on forgiveness. I want to remember to be able to forgive you when you show up as my business partner and we're having a growing a great business, and then you run off with all of the products. You run off with all of that proprietary information, and I'm left high and dry without a business. And first I hate you, and I'm angry, and I go into victim mode, and I think, I don't deserve this. Why did this happen to me? And then you realize, as you kind of do your own self-healing and heart-centered work, and you start doing some forgiveness work, and you realize that that business partner had a big wound, and they never felt as good as you, and they always felt less than, like they couldn't live up to their side of the bargain. And so instead of doing their own soul work, they ran off with the goods. And so you forgive them. You realize they're an infinite soul also having a challenging life. They're working through their own karmic patterns. They want to understand and grow also. I always like to say karma is not about a punishment. It's not about right or wrong or good or bad. Karma is literally about your soul's growth. And so we get stuck in these cycles, which we all often will refer to as a karmic pattern or a karmic wheel. And it may take you 2 or 10 or 20 lifetimes to understand that pattern. So when something challenging happens again, maybe it's the 20th life, and you think, why did this happen to me? And you are more conscious now after 20 lives of trying to work through this karmic pattern of forgiveness. And you go, oh, you know, I really love that person, and I see their trauma, and I feel their pain, and I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to forgive all of us for whatever transgressed, whatever happened that made this trauma show up, that triggered or pushed that person to run off with our business. I'm going to forgive me, and I'm going to forgive them. And there we are, doing very profound forgiveness work. And as we do this very profound forgiveness work, we grow as a soul. And now we get it because we've become conscious about it. We really go, you know, I can now see everyone has wounds. Everyone has challenges. I don't think anyone escapes life without quite a few of them. So now I can be the compassion. I can be the forgiveness and the love. And I can hold that energy in a bigger way for humanity. Maybe I'll even teach something about that. And then part of your soul purpose about teaching forgiveness shows up, and you go, wow, I can share that. And that's useful. And so often our soul purpose is part of a learning and a growing and a realizing and a consciousness until we come to a place where we literally can take that and use that information and wisdom. So your soul purpose is not a job description. And it's not just one talent that you've come to share. For most of us, it is a process. It is about us remembering the truth of who we are. And sometimes that comes from a trauma or a pain. Sometimes it comes from love. But often there is a whole part of us that grows around that aspect and says, Wow, I learned something, and now I'd love to share that. And sometimes it's a beautiful ability to be a creative soul and share your creative gifts and talents, which could be numerous, right? And we say writing and painting and singing and dancing and music and all of the above, cooking. It's all part of our creative life when we can really own that aspect also. And so I really would like to just kind of wrap this up with you by reminding you that your soul wrote a plan. And when you can get clarity around your soul's plan, you bring clarity to, we're able to really make decisions with greater ease because we have clarity. So all the choices out there are no longer confusing, because when you get clarity, you can make a decision with ease because you have that soul guidance, that divine wisdom from your soul. And so, of course, I love, love, love to teach people to do this for themselves, because I believe it is one of the most profound empowerment tools on the planet today. Being able to access your own soul plan, soul purpose, divine guidance each and every day through your very own Akashic records. You have your own Akashic library, as well as Akashic librarians who are here in service to you. These Akashic record keepers or librarians are just really waiting to talk to you. And so I love to teach people how to access this wisdom. Of course, I teach online workshops, and they're always available to check out on my website. And I love to work one-on-one and do readings and healings with people. But for now, I hope that you will download my free meditation, because we did the three brain meditation earlier, connecting your three brains. And so I would love to give you that as an audio, downloadable MP3 audio with music in the background. So it's something you could do for yourself every day to deepen your intuition and your connection to your higher self and beyond. So please check out and download my mind, spirit, body meditation, where you connect your three brains. And I look forward to connecting with you more in the near future. So much love to you. Bye for now.